We're all looking forward to the upcoming Football World Cup, which is due to kick off next month in South Africa. Give me freedom, give me fire. Well, I am anyway. A beautiful game in a beautiful country. And South Africans, I know, have been working really hard to get things up to scratch as world attention turns their way. Every loser inhibition. However, human rights groups, and especially religious organisations, have been warning against a possible and very probable evil lurking in the folds of the organisation. And that is a huge surge in human trafficking and exploitation, as thousands of excited male football fans descend on the nation determined to have the time of their lives. Amongst the campaigns aimed at preventing trafficking in persons during the World Cup is one initiated by Talita Kum, an international network of religious sisters from 19 different congregations and backed by the International Union of Superiors General. I had the fortune to personally meet Salesian sister Bernadette Sangma. She is Indian by birth, but has been working here in Rome in the field of women's empowerment for the past 12 years. During these years, she has also become very actively involved in counter-trafficking campaigns. She's one of the founders and motors behind Talita Kum. What does Talita Kum mean? It's a beautiful name.
Yeah, Talita Kum is actually from the Gospel of St. Mark, when Jesus goes to see the girl child who was dead, and he extends his hand to raise the girl who was dead, and he says, Talita Kum, which means, little girl, rise up. No? So, at the example of Jesus, we women religious, we would want to stretch out our hands to our suffering brothers and sisters, especially children and women, and tell them this news of life. You know, however serious has been the situation of exploitation, they can still rise up. They can still rise up because there's someone who is holding out his hand towards them and saying, little girl, rise up to life. So we want to bring this message. That's why we took that name.
Right now, we're very much focused on the upcoming Football World Championships in South Africa. Why is it an area of such interest to you?
It is an area of great interest to us because we know that with the influx of so many people, especially among the fans, the soccer fans, we know that the greater part of the soccer fans are men. And so that can give rise to a demand. A very big demand for different kinds of things, among which also sexual exploitation. So like in any other kind of world events which fuel this kind of exploitation of women, we are very concerned about this. And that's why we launched ourselves into putting in place some of the activities of prevention so that women, girls and children, even boys, may not go through these very inhuman and degrading and humiliating experience.
Who are the most vulnerable people?
There can be internal trafficking. So within South Africa itself, especially from the rural areas, because it is easier to cheat the rural population because of their lack of access for information, or because some of them can be illiterate, and so it is easier to cheat them or to lure them. No, so we are concerned about the trafficking of some of the rural population. We are also concerned about the trafficking of young people because the government of South Africa decided to close the schools for the entire period of the World Cup. So that can make the pupils, no, whole time free. And so they can become easy targets. Right. We we are also aware that because in the field of sexual exploitation, there's always a demand for exotic sex, there can also be trafficking from other countries, and perhaps from countries that are quite far off, like Eastern Europe or Thailand or some of the Latin American countries and so on. That's why, because our network is international, because we have members of our network in these countries, we have alerted them, and our sisters are actively working also in these countries, far off countries. I did not mention that the sisters are very, very active in the bordering countries of South Africa, Namibia, Botswana, Zimbabwe, Lesotho, Swaziland, Mozambique, Zambia. These are the countries where the sisters have been working very actively already.
So what are they doing? They're actually raising awareness amongst the most probable victims, shall we say?
Yes. I think the main activity is that of going to schools, to parishes, to rural communities, to youth centers, telling them this. Be careful if you get a job offer that can be too good to be true, especially during the World Cup. Because that can be a possible way of luring you to be a trafficked victim. No? So these are the kinds of messages that we are passing on to them. So we tell them, if you have a kind of a job offer, especially during the period of World Cup, just cross-check. See that every information that you have regarding that job offer is verified first. Because if you just jump into that job offer, you may become an easy prey to being trafficked. You know? Then, of course, we give them the information about what is trafficking, how trafficking takes place, who are the main actors in trafficking, who can be traffickers.
Who are the main actors in trafficking?
In South Africa, I think the main actors are the criminal gangs. But there can also be individuals who can be like middle persons, no? Mm-hmm. Who can facilitate the person, who can be the recruiters in the villages. And they take the people up to the city or to wherever they can hand them over to the criminal gangs. The actors of trafficking are very differentiated. Another information that we need to really give them is that, there's a kind of a stereotype, no? That all traffickers are men, no? But it's not always that. There are so many women traffickers, because if we do not give this kind of information, suppose an offer comes from a woman, they can be very easily lured. They can say, well, this is a woman. She can be very harmless. Instead, no. There are many cases of women recruiters.
What do they actually do? How do they lure them into their net?
Well, some of the classic way of luring people is giving them false promises, false job offers, and false opportunities. Opportunities sometimes for study and sometimes for training and things like that. You know, sometimes there are also kidnapping cases. Cases of putting them on drugs first, no, so that they will not know what
taking their documents away.
Yeah. Once they get into the destination, they take the documents away. Right. They make sure that the persons who are being trafficked are already in a helpless situation before they take away the documents. So they wouldn't take away the documents in the country of origin. They would take away once they are maybe in the country of transit, where a person is helpless and cannot really react anymore, or in destination country.
How about the football fans themselves, the people who are going to travel to South Africa to assist in the tournament? Do you have a message for them?
Yes, I would have a message for them. I would really seriously want to tell them that the World Cup should be about the game. It shouldn't really make them go beyond the enjoyment that they would want to have, legitimately they would want to have with the game, to getting involved into exploitative activities. No? So if they were to collaborate in this, a lot of, I think 95% of the prevention of trafficking could have taken place already.
Imagine how good that would make them feel. Yeah.
Yes, because they know that they have not been accomplices in the suffering of many people.
Vimbo, vimbo mfana. Vimbo,
vimbo mfana. Even if they want to enjoy themselves, I'd like to tell them, enjoy yourselves, enjoy the game, enjoy your life, but not at the expense of somebody else's life.
Sister Bernadette's mission is a heartfelt one. Together with her sisters and the whole Talita Kum network, her message goes out to every single link in the chain of human trafficking in the effort to inform, prevent, support and save.
I like to call on every person, irrespective of religion, irrespective of age, irrespective of social status, to really join this campaign. It is not only we who have launched this campaign. There are numbers of groups that are also launching other campaigns. So I would invite them to join at least one of these campaigns so that the message goes out there to every person so that we are able to prevent this very dehumanizing experience. I can tell you, out of my contact with those persons who had been trafficked, that it is a very, very dehumanizing experience. And I think as human beings, we should be able to say, every one of us should be able to say that no human being should be subjected to this kind of an experience. No human being should be subjected. And our desire to make the better of our life should never be paid by the lives of the other people, more so by the lives of other people who are weaker, who would only need our support and who would only need our care and assistance. We don't need to aggravate their situation by taking advantage of them instead of helping them.